Okay, so we begin the ceremony by offering three refuges and five precepts. May I please invite Venerable Manisara to offer the three refuges and five precepts.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam
gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dhyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dhyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Dhyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dhyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Dhyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tissarana gamanam vithitam. Panati pata vedamani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Panati pata vedamani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Adinna dana vedamani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Adinna dana vedamani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Kamesu michachara veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Kamesu michachara veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Musavada veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Musavada veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Sramaya machapamadatthana veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Sramaya machapamadatthana veramani sikha padam samadhiyami.
Imani pancha sikha padani silena sukhitinyanti silena bhogat sampada. Silena nibuddhinyanti asma silam visodhaye.
Sathu, sathu, sathu.
May you keep these five precepts and purify your virtue, for your happiness, your blameless prosperity, and the attainment of nirvana.
Sathu, sathu,
sathu. So just give a short Dhamma reflection. I think all of you have aware about there's been protests also in Australia, that about you know, that protests of the racism, and also like because of like they said that in Australia, like the Aboriginal people, they're such a minority, but in the jail 60% is Aboriginal people, and also in America as well, you know, like America, the African American, and they are just a minority, but in the jail, the fetish of, you know, African American, the population is so high, and also because once the, you know, the, usually this is how the police see they are African American, immediately you say, oh, they are the first one you check, you know, and this is how we label people, you know what we see, and actually we are like as if that all, you know, all Aboriginal people, oh, they all must be, you know, doing all these drugs and, you know, and all this stealing or whatever, but we put the label on that, like because of they are Aboriginal, they will do this, or African American, oh, they will do this, you know. Actually, is we are not seeing the truth, you know. And actually, one I remember one of the saying we used to say, like, you know, seeing is believing. We said, I wouldn't have believed it, yeah, I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, you know. But actually, it should be the other way around. Believing is seeing. You believe you see, isn't it? We see what we believe in. The mind will bend the truth. The mind will... We just want to see what we want to see. You know, this is how... Like, I think I remember many years ago, there was a case, there was an incident happened. And this man, he's a Sikh. But because he looked like a Middle East man, and they've been suspect that he's a terrorist and been shot to date. And then, and this is how. And people have that kind of perception that they put label on, as if that all Muslims are terrorists. It's not true, isn't it? That, you know, actually, yes, the terrorists, they're Muslim, but they're not all Muslims is terrorists. You know, they're not, you know. And that this is how we put label on. And we believe that, you know, what we see, you know, and then when we believe that, we see that, the condition, you know. And I remember, you know, how this we develop this perception, like in the psychologists, they use the terms premature cognitive commitment. It's premature, but you make the commitment that that's it. You know, they have those experiences, like they have the experiments, you know, like, that tie the baby elephant under a stick, and then because they when they are baby, they can't escape, you know. Then even the grown up big elephant, they won't escape because the condition they believe that they can't move, you know. They call it premature cognitive commitment. They commit themselves that that's it, you know. They don't run away. You know, and also recently there was an incident, a case that the girl was being kidnapped and put into the basement for 10 years, and then she was 5, and then after 10 years she was 15, and after that, you know, because she's been used to the condition, no sunlight, when they come out she's so sensitive to the sunlight, she's not used to the world outside, she wanted to go back to the basement, you know what I mean? This is how, you know, that we, there's sometimes that, you know, we have to be careful, like, what we see, you know. So, sometimes also, we are you so sure? We also cannot believe what we see, isn't it? Sometimes what we see is not really what we think. It seems like that. Like, sometimes, you know, sometimes we also experience that also, isn't it? Someone have done something, so happened you pass by that you stand there and then people think, oh, you must be the one, but it's just that coincidence, you just be there, and sometimes you can't be bothered to explain, you know, like oh, I'm not me, you know. And sometimes it's good that we be open. Sometimes say, oh, maybe it's not, you know, give the benefit of doubt, you know, maybe it's not what we, you know, what we see might not be what we think, you know. Sometimes it seems like that, but actually it's not. And then it's good that we leave it open, you know, not to attach to our views and not to jump into conclusion immediately. Because very easily, if we develop that habit, you know, everything what we see, we jump into conclusion and we react and we got angry and get upset. Rather than we just, you know, just calm ourselves down. Okay, you know what I see, you know, right now this moment, maybe it's not really what I thought. And sometimes also it's not very nice that if we accuse someone of things that they are not, that they didn't do, you know what I mean? I remember some years ago, my sister told me that, this lady, she used to do come to our house to do housework like cleaning and washing, and then my sister recommended her to her mother-in-law. You know, but we know this lady for years. She's very honest person, very honest. Like sometimes my nephew have money left in the pocket, and she always take out and give it to us. Like she's very good, and we feel so we feel safe. You know, we give her the key. She come in even though we are not around. She come in. She do the work. She go. And then the mother-in-law said that she misplaced her jewelry, and then she suspect that must be her. Then my sister said, I don't think it's her. She's not that kind of person, you know, because we know her many years. They said sometimes when you trust someone, no matter what other people said, you would not believe, isn't it? So because we trust her, because that she's very honest, she's been, you know, working for us for 10 years, like we know her very well, and she's not that kind of person. And then her mother-in-law gets so upset that, oh, must be her, you know. And then my sister said, you know, maybe you check. And then she got it. Just she forgotten, she misplaced it somewhere. And then she said, must be this person, you know. Sometimes also we cannot trust our memory also, isn't it? Sometimes they say, you know, I remember I put here, you know, cannot be, you know, sometimes you cannot trust our memory as well. Sometimes our memory also, like, you know, we bend, we filter our memory. Sometimes also we choose what we want to remember. So, you know, that's why we can't trust ourselves. We can't even trust our memory. We can't even trust what we see. So that's why it's always good that we leave it open, we investigate, you know. Maybe yes, maybe not. You know, we leave it open and not jump into conclusion, not to start to label someone. And it's also be careful, like as a parent too, in front of the children, sometimes not to make that comment, you know. Because no one born as a racist, isn't it? Children, what do they know, you know what I mean? But this is, they've been conditioned, they've been told, you know. And if people in front of the children are making that comments, and that, and then actually they hear that, and they've been conditioned, you know. And that's why sometimes we always have to go back to ourselves and ask ourselves, have I contributed towards that? Do I have the responsibility as well? Am I contributing towards the situation right now? Am I, you know, sometimes we don't know that actually we are part of it, you know. That's why I have to be careful, you know. We all have responsibility, you know, to what kind of the world that we want to live in. We are part of it. We are part of the Creator, you know. What we want our next generation, you know, to be light. So we have responsibility. We are part of that. We create that, you know. We condition our next generation that way. That's why they behave that way, you know. We are part of it. Sometimes that's like one of the Buddha's the most basic Buddhist teaching. Things happen according to multiple causes and conditions, you know. We create the condition. When the condition is set, things happen. Things will not happen out of nowhere, nothing. You know, things happen according when that is dependent arising. Things happen, you have to have the condition for this to arise, for this to happen. Without the condition, things won't happen. So sometimes we are part of it, we are the Creator, we create the condition. And then that's why sometimes we keep thinking that someone else's fault, not my fault, you know. That's why it's always good that we stop and investigate and just be open, leave it open, yes or no. Yeah, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe not. And also it's also help us to be more open, not to be so narrow-minded, you know, to have this fixed views of certain things, you know. Because when we have the fixed views and then we restricted ourselves, it becomes like a very narrow-minded. We are not open. And then when we have narrow mind, when we become very narrow-minded, we easily get upset, we easily get angry, isn't it? Because your mind is so narrow, we are not open. So it's always good to leave it open. So I offer this for a Dhamma reflection. May this teaching be beneficial to all of you. So we're going to share the merits in English. By the time you have the intention to come here to offer dana, all your thoughts and energy have gone into the preparation of the food, thinking of what you're going to bring to offer and making the effort to come here on time. The offerings are food for today's meal. The offerings are other requisites for the ministry. Commit yourself to live according to the Buddha's teaching by keeping the five precepts and also listen with respect to the Buddha's teaching. These are parts of the merits of today's dana. May you be very happy as you reflect the goodness of your life right this moment. First of all, I would like to invite you to share the merits that you have made. There is happiness in your heart with parents, your teachers, and those are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. We also remember our departed dear ones, relatives and friends. May the remembrance of them and sharing of merits with them be a cause for happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara. And may this sharing of merits with our departed dear ones also help them all to attain nirvana. We also share the merits with devas and with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere be a cause for happiness and peace. May the devas ably protect the Buddha's asana. May they look with loving kindness and compassion on all of us here and our loved ones near and far. May these offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere also help them all to attain nirvana.